Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
We also have the bait and switch that goes on with quarterbacks. And it happens because teams buy into things, and it's crazy. Look, when you and I fall for something, we don't get paid to do this. So it's normal for me or you to be wrong about anything talent-wise, and we're assessment of this or assessment of that or whatever. You and I are not going to be good at this, right? The pros are supposed to be good at this. They're the ones that are trained. They're the ones that are supposed to know all of this, right? So when you hear about Bridgewater, right, and then people are talking about that he could command $20 to $30 million on the open market, and it's like, okay, so what do you think you're getting? You realize you're getting Case Keenum. He's just black. That's the only difference. Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, both guys are unathletic. Neither guy has a good arm because none of them have a gun. They're both super smart. The only difference is one's a white dude, one's a black dude. That's it. But it's the same guy. And then you pay that money, and it's a bait and switch. It's like when you go to one of those mom and pop car dealerships, and they're doing their commercials on the local cable channel, and they're saying, come on down. We got this car for $8,000, and it's a 2019. And you get down there, and they tell you, oh, yeah, well, no, we just sold it. But we have this one. So they switch you, bait and switch. They baited you in with that one, but they switched you up with another vehicle to try to sell you, right? And people do that in business all the time. That's what this is. It's bait and switch. It's, oh, I'm going to buy Teddy Bridgewater. Well, go ahead, dude. Denver bought him too, and his name is Case Keenum. And you're going to get burned. Why? Because he had a couple of good games with Minnesota, and you actually think that's him? No. Just like Tannehill last year. Yeah, he had a couple of good games. No, that's not what he is. He's not the guy that's going to carry you. He's not going to make a difference.
Nick Foles, man. He wins the Super Bowl.
Would you shut up already? You ruined my damn point here. So you go Bridgewater, you get Case Keenum. Neither guy's explosive. Both are smart. Neither guy's athletic. You sign him, you think you're getting a franchise quarterback because you think you can fit everything right and he'll be the difference maker, and you flop. Same thing with Tannehill. Tannehill signs with somebody. That's what I was going to say. It's Nick Foles. Tannehill is Nick Foles. But yet the Jags fell for it. And Nick Foles did something that Tannehill has not done. He won a Super Bowl. I mean, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, and I still think he's a Jag. Because it's a bait and switch. Yet the Jags, the Broncos, these teams are stupid enough to sign Bridgewater and Tannehill thinking that they're going to be the guys. Again, I'm calling Keenum Bridge. I'm calling Foles, Tannehill, get it? And you can fall for that. And I get it. Some of you this year were still falling for Tannehill. But how does John Elway fall for it? How does John Elway not see in Case Keenum what I see? What a lot of you see? The Jags. The second they gave Nick Foles that money, come on, tell me you weren't laughing your ass off. Tell me you were like, Nick Foles? They're going to give him that money? Huh? Even Alex Smith, when they gave him that money. And he at least is more accurate than those guys. Alex doesn't necessarily play with the cojones that I would like for a quarterback. And he's not the most, you know, gifted arm either. But he's a little better of a quarterback, but he's still not a franchise guy. He's still not going to carry you. He's still not going to make a difference. None of that. He's still a game manager on his best day. But it is funny how the bait and switch continues to go on. I mean, think about this. If Tennessee is thinking at all about Brady, then they obviously think that Tannehill's not the answer. And I get it. Brady's Brady, but Brady's 43 years old, bro. He's got maybe a year or two left. Ryan is young enough that he can give you 5, 7, 8, 9 years. So if you think he's really the guy, then you would sign him. You wouldn't be thinking about Brady. And even maybe Tennessee might get smart and say, well, you know what? If we could get a better quarterback, let's do that, because this guy, we have to have the right situation. But it really is hilarious to me how the bait and switch happens and people fall for it all the time. But it's not you and me. We can fall for it and we can say, hey, we love this guy and it didn't work out. He sucked. Like Brock Osweiler. I love Brock in the third round as a project. Didn't work out. That's it. Denver took him in the second round. I said third that year, but whatever. But I like Brock. Everybody knew that. I even said I'd rather take the gamble on Brock in the third than draft Ryan Tannehill eighth overall, because I'd rather fail in the third with the project than fail with the eighth overall pick as a project. It's like Nate Stanley. Nate Stanley's got some holes in his game this year, kid coming out of Iowa, but I like him. I like the Kevin Davidson kid out of Princeton, raw, but I like him. Not going to take him early. Anthony Gordon, Washington State, I like him. I think that kid, late second, third round, is probably worthy of the pick. Now, he's got holes in his game. Not a sure thing, but I like him. Those are project guys that I like. I always find one or two in every draft almost that I point out. This year, it's four of them. Love, Nate Stanley, Davidson, and Gordon. I like those four guys. I would take a chance on any of those four guys. Love, you'll have to reach, unfortunately, because he's so tempting, his athleticism. The other guys aren't going to go as high as those guys. The other guys will go second through fourth rounds. Maybe the Davidson kid even drops to the fifth round. But that arm, I don't think he falls that much more, because he's got a hell of an arm.
These project guys, man, how long do you, like, give them to assess?
Three to four years, bro.
Really? That long? The length of the contract.
Because they're not going to play right away anyway.
Right, so they got to earn and gradually.
Right, so you're not really going to see him anyway early on.
In game time.
If Anthony Gordon gets signed, he doesn't play this year. If Nate Stanley gets drafted from Iowa, they don't play till December.
Season's locked. We're already out.
Yeah, right. Out, and then they got to throw him in there for a game or two or three just to kind of see him. Those guys
because you want to get a look.
And you know Fitz is gone. You'll probably move on now. So you'll probably play them towards the end, those kind of guys, because they're so raw. Jordan might play a little earlier because Jordan's got some gifts, man. He's got some gifts. He's really talented, So that's the difference. But there's always those guys that you want to work on, and they're worth taking. But you don't take a project in the early part of the first round. You just don't, man. It's ridiculous. You don't take the Blaine Gabberts. You don't take the Ryan Tannehills. You don't take those kind of guys in the first half of the draft. You can't. You can't look at a guy. He's got to have more to him than all the holes that you got to teach him this, teach him that. No, you can't do that. That's why the second round is there in the third and the fourth. Fail there. Your first rounder, man, you need to hit on that. You got to bring some studs in.